AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Authorities say an Egypt Air jetliner en route from Paris to Cairo with 66 people aboard swerved wildly in flight before plunging into the Mediterranean early today. The plane's erratic course suggested a number of possible explanations, including a catastrophic mechanical or structural failure, a bombing, or a struggle over the controls with a hijacker in the cockpit. John Cox, CEO of Safety Operating Systems in Tampa, Florida, believes it won't take long for investigators to determine what caused the plane to crash.
I think that the world investigative bodies will know fairly soon, and I think that the public will know pretty quickly what happened here.
Egyptian and Russian officials say the plane may have been brought down by terrorists, but the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says there is nothing yet to confirm that. Even as talk of terrorism swirls around the crash, the Obama administration is refusing to speculate on what had happened.
From the White House,
it's too early to definitively say what may have caused this disaster.
And the State Department.
I have no more knowledge than others at this point.
To hear at the Pentagon.
We have really nothing really at this point that leads us to any conclusions.
No public guesses as to what may have happened. The U.S. has sent a surveillance aircraft to the Mediterranean to help look for the wreckage and says it stands ready to do more. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
No wreckage has been found yet. A bridge over a major roadway in northwest Oklahoma City has collapsed after being hit today by a large truck. But fire department spokesman Tony Davis says no one was hurt.
We're pretty fortunate. Just had the one vehicle that was involved. He was able to get out okay, and all in all, very lucky.
This is AP Radio News. Professional golfer Phil Mickelson has agreed to forfeit nearly $1 million that he earned in an illegal insider trading scheme.
Mickelson is named in a sweeping insider trading case in which Thomas Davis, the one-time chairman of Dean Foods, is accused of feeding inside information to Billy Walters, a prominent sports gambler. The golf star is not being criminally charged, but Securities and Exchange Commission Enforcement Director Andrew Sarensky says he's agreed to cough up more than $1 million in money he made trading on a Dean tip Walters gave him to help him pay off his gambling debts.
Simply put, Mickelson made money that wasn't his to make.
Walters faces a 12-count indictment. Davis, the former Dean Foods chairman, has pleaded guilty and is cooperating with the government. Warren Levinson, New York.
Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been ordered to report to prison by June 22nd. A Michigan man is facing charges after he paid for a lap dance with a counterfeit Ben Franklin. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.